It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Len Levinson and directed by Max Hutto. We'll hear today's story shortly after these words from Wistful Vista's favorite citizens.
Say, Molly, here's something every home ought to have. It's called a Selectoray Protecto Alarm. The hardware store is selling them for only $139.50.
Oh, no, you don't, McGee.
Hmm?
When it comes to protection, you know there's nothing like those Prudential sickness and accident plans of ours.
Yeah, you bet your life there isn't. The Prudential's income protection plan covers you 24 hours a day against just about every kind of accident and all types of illnesses and diseases. And this plan can pay you a steady monthly income for as long as 10 years in case of illness, and for possibly the rest of your life in case of accident.
And you know, once you take out Prudential's income protection plan, not a soul can cancel it, except, of course, yourself.
Yeah, and it's guaranteed renewable, too, just like it says in the contract. You can also get a hospital and surgical expense plan to help pay off those costly medical bills.
And friends, Prudential has prepared a little booklet telling you all about these wonderful sickness and accident plans. And for your free copy of this new Prudential booklet, write your name and address on a postcard along with the words sickness and accident and send it to Fibber, McGee, and Molly, Box 1212, Newark, New Jersey.
Ever been in Wistful Vista on a Sunday afternoon? Well, it's just like any other clean-cut American town. Relaxed, kind of lazy, sort of hungry, and just back from church.
Well, all I'm saying is, if that thing Mrs. Spradley had on is what they're going to be wearing this fall, she ought to have her hat examined.
Was that a hat? Thought she had petunias growing out of her head. Hey, I'm beginning to feel the first faint twitches of which may turn out to be the world's record Sunday dinner appetite, you know it. What's on the menu?
Why, oh, dear.
Huh? What's that oh, dear for?
We're invited out for Sunday dinner today.
Yeah, well, you don't mean oh, dear, you mean oh, boy.
I can't remember who invited us, McGee.
Oh, dear. You can't remember.
Oh, let me think a minute. Oh, it was a phone invitation. I was out in the kitchen when it rang, I remember. Or was it upstairs?
Now, think hard. I'll help you. We'll both think. I think better out loud, so you stick your fingers in your ears so I won't disturb you, and we'll both think.
Get the door, will you? I'm going out to the kitchen.
That's probably our answer right there. Whoever it is has come over to take us wherever it is. Whoever it is invited us to dinner lives, I bet you.
Hi.
Ah, hello, Teeny. How are you? What can I do for you?
Fine. Fine. And you can give me a job as your secretary, I betcha.
Secretary? Well, this is Sunday, sis. And seeing as how I don't use a secretary on weekdays, why should I hire one on Sunday?
Because I need 20 cents.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to hire out as a secretary, huh?
No, I want to hire in.
Okay, come on in. Come on in. What can I lose?
20 cents.
Okay, it's a deal. I don't have 20 cents in my pocket right now, but haven't put all my loose change in the collection. But you wait here and be my secretary. I'll go get it from Mrs. McGee. I think she went out in the kitchen.
Okay, Chief. I'll take care of everything.
Say, Molly, have you?
No, I haven't remembered yet, and it's getting me mad. What's the matter with me that I remember being invited to dinner and I don't remember who invited us?
Well, I was going to ask you if you got change for a buck.
Go look in my purse. I'm so upset over this. Ah, there's the phone. Run, see who it is, will you?
My secretary got it.
Your what?
Secretary I just hired. Teeny. She's the one the change is for. 20 cents.
For goodness sakes.
Yeah.
The way you indulge that child, you'll have her spoiled to death. Let me see. Was it Monica Miller who invited us? No. Wasn't the McDonald's because...
Yeah, Teeny. Who was on the phone?
It was a lady.
Oh?
I explained I was a secretary, and she gave me a message.
What's the message?
She said she was checking up on your dinner invitation.
Oh, swell. Good.
Thank goodness.
She said, tell Mr. and Miss McGee we're awful hungry, and as far as we're concerned, we can eat any time now.
Yeah. Good.
Oh, what a relief. Who was it, Teeny?
The lady, the one that phoned, who was it?
She didn't say.
What?
Oh, dear.
Why didn't you ask her? Gee whiz, you answered the phone. Don't you know you're supposed to ask who's calling? My gosh, if you're going to be a secretary...
Now, McGee, don't blame the child. How was she to know?
Know what, Miss McGee? Know what? How was I to know what?
Well, we were supposed to share Sunday dinner with some of our friends, Teeny, and we've sort of gotten the invitation fouled up.
Doggone it, Molly. If you don't know who you talked to on the phone, we should have checked with everybody at church this morning.
I know. I just didn't
think. We should ask Doc Gamble and the Toopses and Mrs. Spradley and Wimple and Hennessy Williams' wife.
Gee, didn't you ask any of them?
It kills me to think of any of them dear friends of ours sitting down to dinner by themselves while we're just waiting here twiddling our thumbs.
Don't you worry, Chief. Your secretary will handle everything. I'll get on the phone.
Sure, sure. Just don't bother us now, Teeny. We gotta concentrate.
Oh, Teeny, you sure boobed that up. You should have asked who was calling. You should have told him to come right over. My goodness. If Miss McGee don't know who she asked, I better check everybody. Hello, Miss Toops. This is the McGee secretary, Teeny. Did you just phone up here? You didn't? Well, the reason I'm calling, Miss McGee can't remember who all she invited for dinner today and... Hmm? Well, they're just waiting for you, twiddling their thumbs. Yeah, sure, bring the whole family. Hurry on over because I gotta call Dr. Gamble and Mr. Wimple and I gotta...
There's more fun with the McGee's shortly. Greater happiness for more people. That's the result of many decades of proving that the American way is the best way in the world. And what does the future offer? Now let's take a look. America has enjoyed a tremendous growth since the war, a growth that can be seen in almost every city throughout the land, where new developments, new communities, even entire new cities have sprung up. This rapid growth has brought and continues to bring new and greater prosperity. And along with our growth have come the miracles of physical and chemical research. These sweeping changes and tremendous needs add up to greater opportunities for practically every person in America today. Perhaps you'd like a closer, clearer look at America's future. If you would, you can get it by writing to Box 1776, Grand Central Station, New York 17, New York, for the free booklet, The Future of America, which tells the exciting facts about the changes taking place today that mean a better tomorrow for every American. Write for this free booklet to Box 1776, New York City.
Or maybe it was Betsy Holt, huh?
No, it wasn't Betsy. She's in New York.
Well, how about that other girlfriend of yours, the one that has the face like a cigar store Indian?
Blanche Malone?
Yeah.
No. Oh. Poor thing, she's in the hospital from an auto accident.
Oh, what happened? Was she run over?
Not exactly. It was one of those little foreign cars she was run under.
I see. I get the picture. Well, kiddo, if you can't come up with the name of who it was that asked us to dinner, I'll go answer it. Maybe they got tired waiting for us and came over to get us.
Well, I certainly hope so.
Oh, hello, Teeny. You still on the phone?
Yes, Mrs. Spradley. Miss McGee feels bad because she doesn't remember whether she forgot your dinner invitation or not.
Some secretary. She'll call everybody in town and ask them if they invited us to dinner.
Hi, Fib. Here we are. Mort's parking the car.
Oh, Mabel Toops. Hi, Mabe.
You excuse us if we're not real dressed up, Fib. All this confusion about forgetting the invitation to dinner and everything kind
of
made
me... Oh,
sure,
of course. Oh, it was you, huh? Hey, Molly, the Toopses are here. About dinner, you know.
And it's a lucky thing we got the call because I was just going
to... Ah, hello, Mabel.
Hello, Ma.
I'm sorry we're late, but...
Hiya, Molly and McGee.
Oh, hi, Dr. Doc.
Dr. Gamble.
Come in.
What is this, a reunion or something?
No, I can't talk but a minute, Doc. You see, we're going to have dinner at...
Oh, now, who on earth can that be?
I don't know, but I'll see.
Oh, hello, folks. I hurried.
My gosh, Wally Wimple. Boy, when it rains, it sure comes down like hail.
You know, frankly, Moll, I wasn't sure about this, just talking to Teeny on the phone, but
oh,
then
it was you she talked to.
Sure. Mort thought maybe it was a joke, said we shouldn't pay attention to a dinner invitation Teeny gave us, but then
she
we...
She what? She gave you an invitation?
Well, sure, me too.
Of course, for Sunday dinner. I'm starving, too.
Look, there's some mistake about...
That's what Teeny said. Said Molly thought she'd already invited me, but she wasn't sure, so...
So she had Teeny call us all up.
Right. Well, it's swell of you, Moll. Boy, am I glad to skip the cooking and dishwashing today.
Where is that Teeny, anyhow? She was here a minute ago.
She must have ducked out the back way.
Hello there, kids. Why do we eat? Nice of you to give me an invite to dinner, and, oh, look at all the people. Hi!
Oh, hi, old-timer.
Hello, old-timer.
Come out in the kitchen a minute, will you, Molly?
You'll all excuse us a minute, please.
Yeah, sure,
Molly.
Right.
You know,
of all the stupid, messed up messes. What did that dad-ratted kid do anyhow?
I don't know. She must have got things twisted up some way. Besides, the question isn't what did Teeny do, it's what are we going to do? That hungry mob waiting for dinner and
what's
all?
What's in the icebox?
Practically nothing except some baked beans. I didn't shop yesterday because I knew we were invited to dinner today. Oh, what a numbskull.
Look, I got an idea. Get Doc out here and I'll paint spots on my face.
What?
Then I'll get Doc to write out a medical certificate that I'm suffering from beriberi or hericari or maybe Pfefferman's complaint.
What's Pfefferman's complaint?
Pfefferman was a guy that was invited out to Sunday dinner and his wife couldn't remember where and he complained so much that he broke out with a rash and they called...
Oh, heavenly days. They're packed in the front room so tight that they're coming in the back door now. McGee, what are we going to do?
Oh, I don't know. Come in.
Well, folks, there you are.
Oh, hi, Les. Did Teeny phone you, too?
No, she didn't phone me.
Well, thank goodness for that.
But I tell you, Sally phoned over here a while ago and spoke with her. Did she give you the message?
Message? What message?
Oh, sure, that's right. We're having dinner with you folks, aren't we? Right next door. Oh, sure we are.
Yeah, everything's all ready. You coming?
Oh, Lester, we've been looking forward to it all day. Only,
Yeah, we're bringing a few friends who just dropped in, Lester. Unexpected-like, Lester. We know you don't mind.
Well, I... Sally, she...
Molly's got a lot of baked beans, and she'll bring them along. Won't you, Molly?
Huh?
Swell gang, Les. You know most of them. Fine baked beans, too. You'll love them. We'll bring lots of fake beans, Molly. I'll get the gang. You get the beans. Let's get the water.
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment.
Will you please repeat that in plain English?
Sure. Country Gentleman is changing its name to Better Farming.
Yes, beginning in January, Country Gentleman, America's oldest farm magazine, is changing its name to Better Farming. Country Gentleman's aim is to help every farmer do a better job on his farm, to help him translate the rewards of better farming into the joys of better living. So in January, we're making the name and the aim the same, Better Farming. If you're a farmer or operate a farm, we invite you to subscribe to Better Farming. Simply send $2 with your name and address to Better Farming, Department A, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. You'll get 3 full years of Better Farming. Remember, an average farmer gets 5,000 pounds of milk per cow, but a better farmer gets 2 and 3 times that much. Subscribe today to Better Farming. Write to Better Farming, Department A, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Well, I must say the Nelsons took the unexpected guests like the fine people they are.
Yeah, and the unexpected guests took the Nelsons' food like the hungry people they are.
Well, all in all, of all the people there, we're the luckiest.
I'll say. All it cost us was a few baked beans.
And one complete lawn mowing front and back and a neat hedge trim.
Huh?
Les is so busy these days. I told Sally you'd be over and take care of their yard this coming week.
Who told you to promise them that?
The same person who told you to invite all those guests over to the Nelsons for dinner.
Oh, him. Oh, I see. Well, I'll get at it. Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber McGee and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed with Bill Thompson as the old-timer and Wallace Wimple, Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble, Robert Easton as Les, and Mary Jane Croft as Mabel Tooth. This is John Wald inviting you to be with us again tomorrow night as Mr. McGee tests out the new health theory. He says, how? Tune in and see. Good night.
Don't forget to join the great Gildersleeve and his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.